Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. The stuff is new and you won't hear it anyplace else. This is Behind the Scenes, where we let you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. This time, I'm asking Lori Lockery, who is a costumed interpreter with domestic sites in the historic area. And the first obvious question is, what do you interpret? Or who, I guess.
Well, I'm in third person, so I don't interpret a character. I give tours and help staff the buildings here in town. So I'm normally at the Wythe House. I'm the home of George Wythe and the James Getty House, James Getty's house, and help interpret their families and what their domestic life was like on those sites.
Okay, interpret for me. I mean, what was domestic life like?
Well, it's very different than it is today. Mm-hmm. Very different. You're doing the laundry by hand, building a fire, doing the laundry. We do kitchen work, so we're cooking in the kitchens, and you're doing all of that with fire, having to get up in the morning, start the fire, and keep that going all through day, and it takes you all day just to make the dinner. So we're also talking about what life was like for some of the slaves on these properties, because some of the people we talk about have slaves. Mm-hmm. And so we're discussing them a little bit, too.
What got you interested in it?
Oh, I've always loved history. Always. I've got a bachelor's degree in history, and I've always wanted to do something like this. Just, I love history.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been here just over 5 years, and I worked at another museum in New York before this.
Did you move here from New York?
Yes, from Niagara Falls, New York, just outside of the falls, just to work here.
Okay. What other things do you do? Because I know you do.
Oh, I do a lot of different things here. I'm part of our Colonial Dance Ensemble, so I spend some of my evenings dancing in the Capitol or the Palace in the ball gowns. I lead tours, evening tours, legends, lanterns. Legends tours are scary stories and myths from the 18th century. Lantern tours are tours of the trade shops. And I just started doing our new tour, which is on crime and punishment.
So. Okay. Now, what got you into crime and punishment?
Well, mainly here. I've done tours of the Capitol and the courthouse and the jail at other times during my 5 years here. So I've started to learn a little bit more about it. So when they developed this new tour, I said, well, I can do that. I know how to talk about those things. So I auditioned for that.
You live in a historic area.
Yes, I just moved in January, so a couple months ago.
How is that?
It's different. It's different. You have a little bit more to get used to than you would living in, say, an apartment outside of town or somewhere else. It's a lot quieter. You hear all the birds. It's quieter in one respect. You don't hear a lot of cars. You hear a lot of birds. Yeah, I also have a lot of people around all the time, but my house is kind of off the street.
So has anybody ever just sort of wandered in to look at the house?
When I was moving in, someone tried to walk into my basement, which has an outside entrance. But other than that, mine's secluded enough that I don't get too many people trying to walk in. They tend to walk right past it.
Are friends that you left behind in New York, are they curious about why you moved to the South to lead tours in an 18th century reconstructed town?
Not really. They all know me pretty well. They know I love history. They know I love to dress up. Being in costume is wonderful. And, well, I grew up outside of Buffalo, so the moving South thing was pretty obvious to most people I know at home.
Why do you like costumes so much? Do you know? I mean, have you ever thought about it, or is it just
about it a little bit? I think every little girl wants to play dress up and have it be their job. No, I love the 18th century costumes. I love dressing up in any kind of past clothes. I've done medieval clothes. I've done Civil War clothes. It's different. It gives you feel different dressed up.
When you are dressed up and you're interpreting and you're leading tours, are you feeling the way you think people in the 18th century might feel, or is it you with 18th century clothes on?
It's more me with 18th century clothes on. Since I don't interpret a character, someone can ask me about televisions or modern day things and relate, so it's not... I'm not really thinking in the 18th century. I'm giving a tour. I'm talking about what people did. But, I mean, you tend to talk differently when you talk about it. You think more about the past while you're giving tours.
You've been doing it now 5 years.
Yes.
How long do you think you'll do it?
Oh, I'm not sure. I wouldn't mind doing this forever. I have a lot of fun with it. And it's a different way of teaching people without being in a classroom, which I had also had some education background. And this seemed to fit just so well with me to talk to people. And
does the education background help?
A little bit, yeah, because I've had some classes in education in college, and it helps dealing with, well, we get a lot of children, obviously, through here, younger persons, and it helps with that.
What questions do the children ask?
Oh, they ask a lot. They ask a lot about the clothes. That's really what.
Well, you have that down, Pat.
I have that down. Yeah, I know all the clothes pretty well. They ask a lot about that. They ask what kids did back then, you know, what kind of toys did they have? They seem to be very interested in just what kids did. What did they do back then? They tend to think it was work all day long, and it's nice to tell them, well, sometimes they had time to read and had time to play with toys and play with their brothers and sisters, and there are a lot of similarities, and they like to hear about that.
How about the adults?
Oh, they can throw some they can throw some pretty tricky questions at you, some that you wouldn't even anticipate. But with some of our buildings, it tends to be whatever is very unusual or out of place or something they've never seen before. We used to have a vacuum pump in George Wythe's house, and everybody who walked through the door asked about the vacuum pump. So it was something they were totally unfamiliar with, and it's those things they tend to ask a lot about.
Okay, I'm totally unfamiliar with the vacuum pump from the 18th century.
It's a scientific instrument. It creates a vacuum inside a globe, so it sucks all the oxygen out. So you can do experiments by putting things inside and see what the lack of oxygen does to them. George Wythe was very interested in science and nature, and he liked that sort of thing. So we used to have that in his study,
okay, well,
and everyone was fascinated with it.
You must have studied something about George Wythe, or you wouldn't know that.
Right. With our training, for each building we get trained for, we get a couple of days, about a week, where we're just studying, where we're just learning about that person, learning about their house, how it relates to the revolutionary story. So we learned a lot about George Wythe when we were trained for the house. And they know quite a bit about him, so he was easy to learn about.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you train for Crime and Punishment?
Well, it was a new tour, so we were kind of developing it as we did it. Mm-hmm. And we learned a lot about, we had some of our managers of the courthouse and the Capitol come in and talk to us about Crime and Punishment in the 18th century and give us different cases from the Virginia Gazette, which is the newspaper from the time, where they have runaway ads and they list crimes and they list what was going on at the court. So we used a lot of that to develop that tour.
Now, on that one, are children involved?
Hopefully not. It's not really. It's a very dramatic tour. It's slightly graphic. Well, graphic descriptions of punishment. So we don't encourage children to come on that one. Though I've only done the tour once, and my first tour was a school group of ninth graders who loved it.
Oh, really?
So ninth graders do pretty well, but they're a little bit older.
Yeah. Okay. What was their reaction? Did they want to know more about?
They hadn't been in Williamsburg much at all. That was their only experience here in Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. So they were just fascinated with everything. Mm-hmm. They had so many wonderful questions about the entire town. They just wanted to know a lot more.
And what were some of the questions?
Oh, they asked about my clothes. They were here at night, so they did ask about, are the buildings haunted here in town? They wanted to know just everything. I got every question imaginable. Did they dance back then? Did they? What was that building used for? Are there graveyards here in town? Just a lot of different, really, really good questions. I wished I had been able to spend more time with them.
Hmm. You want to do the tour again?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. That was my first time, so you always want to do it a few more times so you can get in, learn what people want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about legends, a tour,
yes,
on legends?
Legends is ghost myths and mysteries, so it's 18th century storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I lead people around town and take them into the buildings where they meet a character from the 18th century who's telling them a story. Maybe a story that was just told at that time, or maybe a true story from the newspaper. Some are funny, some are with ghosts, some are scary, some are just really strange. And they listen to that character, then I take them back out and help them tie it to what we know today and give them a context mm-hmm. for it.
The ninth grade kids who ask you if the houses were haunted, do you go into some of your myths?
A little bit. We have different sightings that we tell around town, mainly from what modern day people have seen in the buildings. Different employees tell tales, and we tell a lot of that, so things that we've seen in town. And
any good ones?
Well, I saw something once a couple of weeks ago that I'm really not certain about. I thought I saw a face in a window while I was leading the tour, so totally everyone in my group thought it was part of the tour, but I really thought I saw something in a window. So that's been my favorite thing to tell.
You like that?
It's nice when you can relate it to yourself, because they want to know, did you see anything? Yeah, you're saying some other employee years ago said they saw something in the middle of the street, but they want to know, have you seen mm-hmm. anything? So that's why I like to tell it, because I can say, yes, I did. Just last week. So it's nice to do.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check www.history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.